question if her fellow co-leader Isaac Herzog is elected. Ruth Lieberman, founder of the Yes Israel Foundation, maintains Levny doesn't have a following.
Never happened before that one party puts up two heads and says we're going to rotate in 2 years. It's really been an electoral disaster.
Some say right-leaning Netanyahu is more committed to Israel's security issues and standing up against Iran's desire to develop nuclear weapons. I'm Russ Jones.
McDonald's is facing another battle from workers hoping to get the fast food giant to pay them a wage of $15 an hour. Workers in several cities have filed complaints with state and federal authorities alleging health and safety violations. A spokesperson for McDonald's said the company will review the allegations, but that its franchisees are committed to providing a safe workplace for employees. A study shows Americans this year are spending more than $4.5 billion on St. Patrick's Day garb and food. How are these folks in New York City celebrating?
Cook a corned beef and Irish soda bread.
Green t-shirts for the kids, and that's it.
Wear something green or decorate a little bit.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:04, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 41 degrees, overcast skies, and calm winds in Flemington. The precipitation is off to our north and our east. Today will be partly cloudy and windy with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 59, winds northwest 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 26 tonight, winds northwest to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 41. On Thursday, mainly sunny, a high of 46. Periods of rain and snow on Friday. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. No significant accumulation is set to be coming. It's only going to be an 80% chance. Partly cloudy and a high of 52 on Saturday, and mostly sunny skies on a high of 36 on Sunday. 42 in Tewksbury, 40 in Clinton, 46 Franklin, 42 in Alexandria. It's 43 in Lambertville and 41 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunterdon, HunterChamberRadio.com. I have my guest, Dana Curlew, who is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year and the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year, and had the unique pleasure of being able to go and visit with many of the other state counselors at the White House not too long ago. I had featured that article on Good Morning Hunterdon a couple of weeks ago, and finally got Dana to come on in after a weather event. So good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. This is awesome. So I'm glad we could do this. The snow is holding off till Friday, and no accumulation, so park testing is in good hands.
No more days off. That's all we ask.
Oh, my. It's been a troubling winter, but that's not why you're here, although I did play your the Hunterdon Central fight song, because it's what you're closely associated with. But congratulations all the accolades. My goodness. Let's just give a quick introduction, who you are, your role at Central, and then we'll delve into your world.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
This year has been an amazing year for me. This summer, I was offered the supervisor of counseling at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I've previously been a counselor at the high school for 8 years, so it was an honor. And it has flown by. I cannot believe it's March already.
Yeah. Oh, it's, you know, 3 more months left, and you're probably transitioning into a whole different role of what the counselors have to do now until the end of the year, right?
Yes. But, and knowing all of them, it's been an easier transition because I have worked side by side for almost a decade with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working side by side to make changes and figure out what works for our program and move forward for next year.
Right. Excellent. So let's delve back just a little bit. Prior to you going into counseling, when did you realize you wanted to be a counselor in a school, and was that your first career trajectory?
I thought that I was going to be a CEO of a company one day when I first started.
You still might. You never know.
And the business background really has just changed my life. Mm-hmm. I did 4 years at the College of New Jersey as a management marketing undergrad. Thinking that I would go that way, I was a part of Future Business Leaders and was very involved in student activities there. And that's when I met the woman in charge of campus life, one that really lit my fire about master's program, and we started talking about what they had to offer. And the choices there were nursing, which I don't like blood.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching, wasn't planning on, you know, speaking in front of a classroom every day. And then when she mentioned counseling, it got me thinking about my time at high school and how my guidance counselors really made a difference for me. And it all changed mm-hmm. that year.
But how does the business background, and I'm sure it does, but I'm hoping I can mm-hmm. get it from you. How does that help you on a day-to-day in your counseling role?
When I became a counselor, I always wanted to make things more efficient mm-hmm. and run smoothly and be involved in different committees and organizations within the school.
Right.
So that, I guess that just really kept me going through my first school that I started at, on to my second, and then when I came back to 100 and Central,
mm-hmm.
I just always wanted to make a difference, and that was a good mix between counseling and the admin piece. When I found a program for the principal certificate,
mm-hmm.
I just knew that it was right.
Yeah. Is there a... Now, I went through the teaching world, so I had to go through student teaching and stuff. Is that similar for counselors, or do you just... do you get an internship and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Well, they've changed it. Back in 2000 is when they first considered dropping the teaching piece. So you, up until about 2000, 2001, you did have to teach and
okay.
have a teaching certificate and experience. But after the law changed, you can go for the program, do an internship at any grade level mm-hmm. for the year, and then you can become a counselor.
Okay. So at one time, I guess they wanted you to understand the role of the teacher, but now they see it as a completely different mm-hmm. entity and personality that comes into being a counselor, because it's not just standing up and working with lessons. It's dealing with therapy and counseling mm-hmm. and advising. Sometimes that's in the teaching nomenclature, but it's not necessarily the day-to-day, right? Mm-hmm.
And not having that piece, we do work with our interns and our new counselors
mm-hmm.
to remind them to get into the classroom, to meet the teachers, to talk about their jobs and what their day-to-day duties look like, so they understand the role of the teacher and how to connect that so they can be an advocate for
Excellent.
The student and also the teacher
Excellent.
At the same time.
That makes sense. And that's a great piece of advice. So they're not sitting in the office and just wondering. It becomes a team of people
right.
surrounding a student with the teachers and the counselor involved, and kind of orchestrating, I guess, everybody. Because the teachers are worried about a number of different students on the spot, and counselors. How many counselors are at 100 Central right now?
We have 16 grade-level counselors and 2 student assistant counselors and
wow.
a college and career counselor.
Wow. And that's managing 3,200 students.
Yes.
The numbers are mind-boggling, really. That's just amazing. Wow. So it's basically 4 counselors a grade
mm-hmm.
for 800 students. So it's 200 students a counselor.
Yes.
And you got to keep track of that.
Yes. Now, don't tell anybody those numbers.
No.
Because we are well under the state
okay.
guidelines. But the way that
still,
our schedule is set up,
it's
hard to keep up with 200 seniors. But they do it, and every student is their top priority.
Which brings me to my next point, and this is the part I have student daughters in the Central School, and I learned about this early on when they first came in. One of the unique things that you guys do is that the entire administrative staff is associated with a grade level.
Yes.
And they traverse through the grade level all 4 years.
Yes.
So the counselors, the 4 counselors, the vice president, the vice principal, and the office staff, all are associated with the freshmen, and they carry through all the way to seniors, and then they go back to being freshmen. there's tremendous positives, obviously, but that senior to freshman transition has to be a jolt.
I explained to our superintendent and principal at a meeting about a month ago that it's like having a different job every year.
Yeah.
It's by senior year, you're saying goodbye. They mm-hmm. have their act together by the time May, June comes.
Yep.
Then you start with a whole new group that you're meeting parents for the first time, students for the first time. So it's a transition for us.
Yeah.
It is the only summer, though, that you get with a break because they don't have, when you look at your email, you have students that email you yearly over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But when you switch from seniors to freshmen, they don't know who their counselor is at that piece. So
right.
That's the one benefit of coming
benefit
back,
of
the
coming
new
back
class.
To the new class. Cool.
But it's a great setup. It's like having four mini schools in one school.
Yeah.
One of the challenges that I found taking over this role as the supervisor was professional development. When you go from freshman to senior in the way that we do, you lose a lot because you don't have seniors every year. So you have to retrain every year so that the new senior counselors or new junior counselors are ready for the college process and up to date with all of the changing trends.
It's a 4-year gap between the next time you have to do that.
Yes.
I didn't even think of that. But that's kind of cool. It keeps you up to date and puts you ready to take on that next role and that next responsibility. You did your internship where?
At Hunterdon Central.
At Central. Okay.
I did.
How did that come about?
Was chance.
Just
life,
chance.
Life has a funny way of working itself out for you. I remember being in my dorm and trying to figure out where I wanted to intern, and I typed in College and Career Counselor in New Jersey, and up came Barbara Bowen's name.
Uh-huh.
And for those who worked with her, Barbara Bowen was an amazing woman. She was at Hunterdon Central for a while, and she was in that position making changes left and right.
Mm-hmm.
I called. She picked up the phone. She asked me if it was a joke. She said, I just was talking to my coworker about how I need someone to help me this year. I said, well, I'm your woman. So I came in. She ended up leaving partway through the year, and I became the intern college and career counselor.
Get out of here.
It was
as an interim?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Got paid in college, which is unheard
nice.
Of. But it was, as much as I benefited her, it changed my life. I mm-hmm. never looked at another school the same way. I always, in my whole career, wanted to go back to Hunterdon Central.
Wow. And you did.
I did.
Somehow it all came full circle. It's amazing how that happens, but it happens so much more often than we care to think about it. Were you planning on, were you in New Jersey at the time?
Yes.
Okay. So you wanted to actually do counseling in New Jersey.
I finished my internship.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping to get a position at Hunterdon Central.
Okay.
They had one position, and a teacher who had previously been a teacher ended up getting hired. So I took a job at my hometown in Tuckerton, a Pinelands Regional, for 2 years.
Okay.
Which is an interesting situation. Anyone who went to a school and comes back to work as a teacher or counselor, it's one of the most challenging things you'll ever do. It's working with the people who taught you.
So you went to your hometown, where you grew up.
Right.
Ironically, I grew up in Parsippany, and I was hired as a music teacher in Parsippany.
So you can relate.
So I relate. But I was on the other side of the neighborhood. They have two tracks. They have the on different sides of the town, the city. I don't know if it's a town anymore. So I grew up on the Lake Parsippany side, but I started teaching on the other side. So, but I was, you know, met all my teachers, and you know, I was hired by my teachers and all that. So it's different.
And it really works out that it's people that know you and trust you.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to learn, develop, make mistakes, and mm-hmm. grow as a person and in your career.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I finished there, and then I went to East Brunswick for a year, and that's when...
Well, that's completely different, isn't it? That's kind of urban, urban-esque, right?
It got me ready for Hunterdon Central, though, that's for sure.
Why?
It's a whole different demographic.
Uh-huh.
It's very high-caliber student.
Good.
High-stress environment, but the kids leave East Brunswick and they are ready for 4-year schools. Their percentages were just as high as Hunterdon Central.
Okay.
So I felt more prepared being in that district rather than just going from Pinelands right to Hunterdon Central.
Because of the grade levels.
Is yes.
that what I'm, yeah, okay. So now you were at the high school level in East Brunswick, and that got you the transition to come back here. Awesome. Wow. So that's the career trajectory. Any lamenting about that you left your CEO target?
Not at all.
Not at all?
This is the perfect job for my personality. It's a mix between counseling and the business side. For the most part, I'm doing a lot of paperwork and meeting with my staff. But even yesterday, I stopped by the nurse's office and there was a student basis, and I was able to intervene, bring her down to my office. So I still get the chance here and there to meet with students and try to make a difference on the smaller scale one-on-one with them.
Cool. Very cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 9:18. We're talking to Dana Curlew, who is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year, and she has quite a story to tell us in a little bit. We're going to learn a little bit about her role and her responsibilities over at Hunterdon Central. Hang on.
For the rest of your life, there is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com. Your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the backpacks. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only: to give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving and join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
Dana Curlew, the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year, is with me, and she just told us all about how she wound up back in Hunterdon Central. Now, when you came back to Central, was it for this particular role as the director of counseling, or did you go in originally to be a counselor?
Originally, I was still on track to be a counselor, and I hadn't ever thought about administration.
Right.
And through my time as a counselor, I got very involved in a few activities. I started Future Business Leaders, and then I became the advisor for National Honor Society for a few years.
Okay.
Which led me to the position of Student Activities Coordinator.
Wow.
Which they created under one of the VPs. So that just, again, lit my fire.
Wow.
I started getting involved in all different areas of the school and student activities, and working closely with the vice principals made me realize that that administration track was a passion of mine.
And I thought you said you got a principal certification. Is that what you?
Yes.
And so that was an intent at some point, or it just you felt it was appropriate for the trajectory you were going?
When I was in that position, I was working closely under one of the VPs, and I started talking to my coworkers. And lo and behold, one of my coworkers has a spouse that works at the College of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Who told me about an administration degree that they have. And I got to spend 5 weeks in Mallorca, Spain, take a few classes. And this was right after I had gotten married, so it was perfect timing. Didn't have many commitments at that point in my life. Went to take that program, studied abroad, which was the first time I'd ever done that, and came back, and it changed me.
Wow. Lots of great stuff going on here, Dana. This is amazing. So now so what's your role at Central now? You oversee the counseling department.
I do. And also health services.
And health services. Mm-hmm. Oh, gee.
So I'm learning a lot about the nurses and the services that we provide there. So that's been a learning curve. But mm-hmm. again, everyone at Central is so easy to work with, and it's been a terrific experience so far.
Yeah. And as I indicated before, the school year provides different activities that the counselors have to perform from the beginning of the year to the end of the year and even through the summer. And now that you guys are transitioning, because the four counselors shift each year from freshman, sophomore, junior to senior, that changes over. So right now it's March. You've already started the online scheduling.
Yes.
Because now you guys are starting to prepare for the scheduling for next year. You already have to start thinking about how to get these students in the blocks that they need for September.
So the students have scheduled online, and that closed at the end of February. So now the counselors spend the entire month of March meeting with every student to go over their requests, make changes if necessary. We did implement the recommendation process, so the teachers were able to go in and put the academic courses that they recommend. So mm-hmm. that has made it easier for the counselors and the students. So there's less guessing involved, and we have the paperwork that tells us where to put the students.
Mm-hmm.
The catch is that Park is also in March.
Yeah.
So it's put a little added stress on the counselors. Our time is limited, but they're making it work. They're meeting with all of the students, and hopefully we end to close that process in April, and that's when we build our schedule.
Right. And then you got to somehow figure out how to put 3,200 students in the right spot at the right time on two different days, A's and B's, for four blocks, and then find the teachers that are going to have to fill. It's a mind-numbing, from a technical person, it's a mind-numbing activity that has to go on every year.
Every year.
And I don't think there's anything out there. Maybe trying to do the baseball schedule for the Major League Baseball might be similar. But I don't think there's anything out there that actually can achieve this. Like, you just push a button and voila, it all works, right?
Every year gets better and better. But no voila yet.
No voila
yet. We did pick up a system. It's called Aspen Foliate, and they're based out of Colorado or Connecticut. And that's really helped the process. We have a master scheduler who's one of our math teachers. She is. She's an amazing woman.
Yep.
And with that math mind, she's excited about it. Every day when I come up with new situations, you can see her. She's so enthusiastic about the process.
Very cool.
So she makes it seamless for us.
Very cool. So we got Dana, who's got all of her day-to-day duties. And then all of a sudden, somehow, some way, you learn that you've been nominated for counselor, Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year. Actually, Hunterdon Central Counselor of the Year, right? And then that somehow evolved into Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year. And then somehow that evolved into New Jersey State Counselor of the Year. Where in the timeline did you learn about this? Did you learn you were being nominated about it and learn that you actually had been selected?
When I was going on maternity leave last year.
Oh, so you just throw a baby in the middle of this.
Never easy. Life likes to challenge you in so many aspects, but I think that's what keeps us going. The more you pile on, the better you prioritize, and you make it all work.
Right.
So I was about to leave. I found out that I was nominated for Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also involved with our state level of the Counselor Association. So I did know about the process of applying for the state position.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was having my second, I did not think about applying until I went to a meeting in January. And that's when the executive team said, I have to do it. It's an honor, and you just have to find time. So I applied, and around March, I found out that I had received that state position.
Wow.
A huge honor.
It is. So what is your quote-unquote reign? What was the timeline that you were selected, and how long does it last?
Well, they just nominated that Carrie Kelly, one of our school counselors.
I know Carrie Kelly very well. That's great.
She is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year this year.
All right. We're going to have Carrie over here sometime soon.
Cool. So we're going to make her apply for the state as well.
Excellent.
And the White House was really a package deal that they didn't do in the past. This was the first year that they decided to implement that. They had always had a Teacher of the Year process where there was an event at the White House.
Yep.
So this year was the first time ever that they made it go national, and I was just stunned that I was going to be a part of that.
All right, let's not give that part away yet. Let's hang on to that
all
part.
Right.
All right. I still want to learn about all your So what does Hunterdon County Council of the Year entail? What do you do?
I happen to be involved in the committee for off and on for the 8 years that I was here.
Right.
For the most part, you don't have to be involved in the county.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that usually make it through the nomination process and are elected are the counselors in our county that are very involved either within their school, on the county level, or on the state level. So you really don't have a written duty,
mm-hmm.
but they tend to be people who are just going above and beyond in their field.
Right. So is there any type of consortium or committees or conversations that are formal or informal where you're offering advice, providing assistance to other schools in Hunterdon County that because of your stature, because of your selection?
Not as much on the county position.
Right.
But the state position, I do hold an executive board spot. So that is my chance to be the liaison to all of the county presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a great experience. I get to be very involved with our conferences. We have a fall and spring conference. So I've gotten to help organize those and network. And I've met some of the top people in my field, which has been extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. So now, overall, the state, because you're seeing a kind of a global perspective for the state. What are the challenges? What are the things that you guys are talking about that are the current things that keep counselors up at night?
Mental health issues have been on the rise, uh-huh. and that is the topic of discussion over probably the past 2 or 3 months. There's a Mental Health Awareness Day coming up in May, so I find that a lot of our conversations are focusing on those issues from depression, anxiety, home instruction, just how to help our students cope with all of the changes in society
mm-hmm.
and make their environment less stressful so that they can be successful at our high schools.
Right. Wow. So that's what most schools are dealing with today. Is that it's the environment per se? I don't want to delve into too much depth on it, but it's the environment that these children are growing up in that's causing this, or are they self-inflicted?
I would say a little bit of both.
Yeah.
With the adjusting schedules, for example, of Hunterdon Central, that
right.
could be a stressor. Parents are working more. You see a lot of, you know, both parents are working and less time at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a part of it. The college process has changed and continues to change every year, and that's an added stress.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that recently a college had announced the acceptances through email during school time.
Right.
This was last week. So something like that, I mean, that causes students to flood down to our offices. If they find out and they don't have anybody to support them right there, they come to us.
Right. Wow.
So every year is different, but it seems to be more on the rise. So we're working at Hunterdon Central to start creating programs and create awareness mm-hmm. of the mental health issues and how we can help them cope, if it's mental health or even academically.
Right.
You know, we're creating groups. We're working as a team and really coming up with ideas of how to make our students feel more supportive and more successful.
It's interesting because when I grew up, somehow the school and the home life were separate. The school felt it was its place to worry about the 7 to 3 slot,
mm-hmm.
maybe to 7 to 5 because of athletics, and whatever went on at home, and anything that was outside of the school walls or the parking lot was not the school's concern. They kept their place away. Somehow, society and the school separately have embraced the fact that the school now has to be an all-encompassing 24-hour monitor and therapeutic environment to help students not only with their schoolwork but with their home life, with their social activities. It's over your career. Has that changed significantly? Do you see that changing in that manner? And what have counselors done, and how are the counselors getting prepared to be able to handle that on a day-to-day basis? And then you go home and you have to deal with your own life,
yeah.
right?
I've absolutely seen this change from the beginning of my career. Even mm-hmm. the title has changed. So where I started in positions called guidance counselors, now we're school counselors. So guiding used to be helping academically, guiding them to their next path.
Right.
Where school counselor, we really do, we encompass all of that. The career piece, the educational piece, the emotional piece. We are their one-stop shop to get assistance with anything that's going on in their life. And for us as counselors, that's where we flourish and that's what we enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So the role has progressed, but in a way that we're able to really help our students and be there for them during the 4 years of their life that can sometimes be the most challenging years of their lives.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. And in addition to that, now we have the technology that's constantly made its way into the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not kept separate now. We have Hunter Central itself has bring your own device. So, you know, students are bringing their devices into the classroom, whether they know to shut off certain social activities or not. There's a constant discussion about drug awareness,
mm-hmm.
and that students might be somehow choosing that as a coping mechanism for all the stresses that you're talking about. So, again, you guys are not necessarily, I use the word police, but not in an authoritative method, but you have to police and monitor everything that's going on. And the real challenge is finding the kid that's not coming to you, right?
Right.
The one that's hiding and trying to distance themselves away from you or anybody else that can help them.
And social media has been great for us in that respect.
Really? Now that's interesting.
Students will report if there's another student that's talking on Facebook or Twitter about harming themselves or
uh-huh.
issues. They'll come to us as their counselor and say, maybe you should talk to Jimmy today. And that's helped us tremendously. Those are the students that we don't really see
right.
coming to us. You may have saw recently there was an article about Yik Yak, one of the apps that our students they're using.
Yep.
It's a forum where they can just post anonymously about anything. So this student had posted that they were considering harming themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper wrote about how our students at Hunterdon Central wrote back supporting this student and offering advice. So not only are they coming to us, but they're also helping each other through these situations because they're living it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's when we see a student, it's not the first time that we've usually seen that example of what's going on. So we're
yeah.
able to use our experience and other students to help the student get through that issue.
Wow, that's great. That's great. But the other side of that, the dark side of the anonymous, is the bullying. Now, people are trying to keep that under wraps because it's been obviously in the news for a couple of years now that social bullying in an anonymous format on Ask FM and I don't know if Yik Yak is involved in something similar to that can drive students to do something that they really shouldn't do. So now again the school, the state has, and the state superintendent has said the school has to monitor bullying. We had Superintendent Steffner here a couple of years ago talking about the new process, which I'm sure at this particular point has become more mature and you guys are much more comfortable with it. Initially, when we talked, it was a sketchy program from the beginning to end because they didn't know how it was all going to work. So how does the bullying aspect of our environment. How are you guys curtailing that and some success stories perhaps that you could lend to that?
That program has evolved over the 4 years. We now have a vice principal that is our coordinator, and then she has four counselors that work as the HIB committee.
It's harassment, intimidation, and bullying
for those
don't know it. We just throw acronyms around nowadays. It's
at
hilarious.
A school, there's a million different
yeah.
acronyms. So that process, although challenging, has really helped us create a standard with our students. So the HIB process is active and alive in the middle school. So they know coming into the high school
mm-hmm.
that if they do report, if a student reports an activity, either social media or during school hours or even outside of school, they know there's going to be a process and they know that there will be follow-up and parents will be contacted.
Right.
I would like to say that we see the numbers dropping. I don't have those numbers with me, but we do a great job in getting those situations under control, working with the students
mm-hmm.
and working with them so that they understand what they did wrong so that they don't fall into those same bad behaviors again.
Right. Yeah, initially it sounded like the HIB program was really to crack down on the bully, the intimidator. Mm-hmm. But what it sounds like the symptoms and the good results of it are that it's elevating the self-awareness of the entire school population to crack down on it before it gets to your office.
Absolutely.
Really, I mean, I just did an article yesterday about some kids from Wisconsin, middle school kids, that just walked off the middle school basketball court because the crowd was bullying one of the cheerleaders.
Yeah, I saw that.
Amazing, wasn't it?
And you see that trend happening in schools,
yes.
And you see it in the news.
Yes.
And as prominent as bullying is, for every case that we have where a student's bullied, we have a case where a student has advocated for another student. And like you said, it's all about educating them.
Yep.
I think sometimes when 9th and 10th graders come in, they may not realize the harm that they're doing on another student.
Yep.
So when you bring that to light and you have the conversation with them and you get the parents involved,
mm-hmm.
for the most part, we see those students making a difference moving forward.
And for the most part, I'm not a doctor here, but you might find out that the person who was bullying is actually really hurting, really internally struggling with some real issues. And the quicker that you and your team and the parents can get to the heart of that matter, the better off that student will be.
You're very right, Chris.
So that's cool. Very cool. All right, we're going to take another quick break. Dana Curlew is with me. She is the Huntington County Counselor of the Year, the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year, and she was offered the opportunity to go for the first time as Counselors of the Year to the White House. We're going to learn about that little event right after this. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Huntington County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Dana Curlew is with me. She is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year and the New Jersey State Counselor of the Year. And Dana is got a invite, and she was kind of alluding to it a little bit before, that for the first time, the Counselors of the Year get to go to the White House. Now, when you were selected initially, did you know that that was part of the...
No, I had no idea.
No idea.
I received an email in March, okay. And I honestly thought it was a joke. I told my husband, there's no way we could go. We're not going to fit this in. And he looks at me and says, it's the White House. How can you say no to the White House? So I made a few calls and found out it was...
It was true?
Yeah, it was true.
So, all right. So a little bit of surprise and disbelief. So eventually you're convinced, and now you've learned about it, and then... How much time between when you learned about it and when the actual event was happening?
We had about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
6 months.
Well, it's a piece of cake. Everybody can figure out what they're going to wear in 6 months, I would think. So what do you do now? What's did they give you everything all at once? Did they tell you the itinerary, where you're going to meet, what room you're going to be in, how long the president's going to be there, what?
Nothing. No small details. We received information about the hotel.
Okay.
That there would be a ceremony during the day. Didn't really advise us what to wear or what that would look like. And then they said there would be the black tie gala at night. So
in. So you knew you had to have something really good.
I packed my bags knowing that I would be going somewhere but had no idea what I was in for.
All right. How about CIA clearance? Did you have to go through that?
Ironically, yes. I went through and found out that I had my expired ID after I had gotten in. So I was lucky at that point.
All right.
Three checkpoints later. We got into the White House.
All right. So you learned about you're going to go to the White House, and you didn't really know anything more about it. So take us through the day or the trip.
Sure.
So what'd you do?
We got down there the night before, went out to dinner, explored the town, and we were told at 9:30 that we'd have to wake up and go to a breakfast. So I assumed it would just be a small networking event. But what I found was that every executive board team member from the National School Counselor Association, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
So they were there to speak to us about the process, but really encourage us about our field. So it was the first time that I had been surrounded by people other than our New Jersey executive team that were at the top of the field, that just were the most passionate people I'd ever come in contact with. They talked to us about how the day that we were there was almost the rebirth of counseling, and how this is the first time that our field is being addressed by the White House and being recognized for everything that we do. So that was inspiring. And we got to speak to the woman who won the award last year. So she, of course, started stating that she didn't get to go through the process and go to the White House last year. So she was glad that she got to hop on our tailcoats this year and go. So that was a great event.
Okay.
Just getting to know other people, and we went back to our rooms, we relaxed, and then we were off to the White House on a bus.
Wow.
So we got there, and they put
Which entrance did you go through?
They took us through the back door.
Okay.
So we never really got to go through the front area, but we were able, once we got into the White House, they really just let us roam around and opened up two different areas. And we spent most of our time in the green room, but it was unreal.
Yeah.
I still don't believe it happened.
Yeah, no. One of the sad parts about radio is that you can't see how passionate she is when she's even talking about this. So that's it. Obviously, it really did change you. It obviously affected you pretty good. So you had this was the breakfast.
This was around lunchtime.
Okay.
So they brought us in. We got to do a tour of the White House. We talked to a few staff members. And then they put about 30 of us in the room where we waited for Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And Connie Britton was also there, which I didn't... Do you watch the shows that she's on, Connie Britton?
No.
I guess she played a part on TV, and she was a former guidance counselor on the show. So she talked about our role and how she had to really investigate what that looked like to be that part on television.
Mm-hmm.
So she was an extra added bonus that we didn't know about until that morning.
There you have it. Wow.
So Michelle came in, and she spent about 10, 15
Michelle,
minutes
you're on first-name basis with the vice, the president's wife. That's pretty good.
She, just spending 10 minutes with her, she makes you feel like you are a part of her world. She was inspiring and enthusiastic and really understood what we do for students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was an honor.
Well, it sounds like it did exactly what it needed to do, which it elevated your career, your vocation, in the eyes of them, and kind of gave you a jolt and said, "Hey, you're doing a great job." It's a pat on the back that you love to get.
And meeting her was really the extra added bonus.
Mm-hmm.
The part that changed me as a supervisor was meeting the 30 other people in my position.
Yeah.
And having that time to interact and talk about what's working at their schools and what we should try and different policies and procedures and how to work through those things together. So having that new network of contacts, if I have a question about, for example, our home instruction process, I just send out an email and I get feedback within a few hours from people all over the country.
That's awesome. Well, that's the beauty of technology, but the beauty of networking in that manner also produces that now. So you met people from, you said 30, so I'm assuming not all 50 states were represented.
Not all 50 attended. They,
right.
And I'm not sure if they had 50 represented. There were a few. For example, there was someone else from New Jersey that could have come, but she didn't attend. But they do have us all on the same listserv, so when we write to them, we do get everyone that was involved in the process.
That's great. And anybody that you really like to mention that you really kind of meshed with?
There's a woman in Indiana named Jane that was just
incredible.
All so right. We pick up the phone. We call each other now. We're on Twitter. We're sharing articles.
Awesome.
So she's in a middle school, which she gives me a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been phenomenal throughout the process as well. Because I'm still learning. Through this new position, it's only March. So every month that happens, I'm still learning for the first time in this role.
Well, quite honestly, Dana, it's always going to be learning, isn't it not? I mean, the world is changing constantly, and you're dealing with another group of kids and another generation every so often. So it's always going to be learning.
And with the state of New Jersey,
it's always
changing and learning. We call it adjusting at Hunterdon
Adjusting.
Central.
Okay. So was that, quote unquote, the black tie, the one when Michelle Obama showed up, or then you had another event?
So she came, she spoke, Connie Britton spoke, and the counselor that was nominated for the counselor of the country,
nation.
He spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went home again.
Right.
And 6 o'clock we went to the black tie affair.
Where was that?
That was at the train station there.
Oh.
They have a beautiful room that I had no idea. The station itself is beautiful, but off of it, there's two rooms, so we did one piece with the appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, and then there was the conference room that we used for the event.
Awesome.
And that was terrific, too. The speakers that were there were phenomenal. We sat with a whole new table of people. We rotated tables, so we got to meet people and just continue our conversations. I think my husband learned more about counseling than he ever expected that night.
Wow. What does your husband do?
He works in distribution.
Okay. So this is a completely different world to him.
Although he's really helping with the business side. I got talking to him this week just about different processes and what they do. So we bounce things back and forth.
Okay. All right. So you always can grab a little logistics. Logistics
right.
is the thing. And you're trying to move 3,200 products out from start to finish. it's always going to be a challenge. So no doubt about it. That's awesome. So you had did I see that you actually were nominated for the National Counselor of the Year? Was that part of that? And
yes,
you
that
came
was
in
part
second.
Of it. They actually don't tell us where we rank. They tell the person.
I guess
who
the article said it. So.
Oh well, I apologize for that typo.
Okay. I mean that's what I think that's what the article mentioned when I went over it because. So yeah, but all right. So you're only second best. You're only the second best counselor.
I'll take that.
It's not bad. That's pretty good company. But wow, that's so. So you already told me the images that came when you went to the White House. Was there food involved? Was there place settings and everything like that?
They did it more of an appetizer thing, hors d'oeuvre party. So when we got there, we were able to eat, and they served drinks at 1 in the afternoon. Which,
nice.
Knowing that we had a black tie event, we knew that wasn't a good idea. Okay. So most of us just really hung out and took pictures.
Politely declined.
And I found it interesting. They let you bring your camera into every room. We took as many pictures as we wanted.
Well, it is your house.
I guess so.
That's neat. Anything that really struck you in just walking through? Because you never were at the White House before, right, on the tours or anything? So anything that you saw that struck you on your visit there?
The entire building still looked brand new. You could tell that everything was antique, and it had been in the rooms for years, but the way that they kept it, it was just astonishing.
Amazing. That's great. And obviously, it's going to last for you for a lifetime, and hopefully you got some really great pictures. But
yes.
Sounds wonderful. We have a few more minutes left. Where does the Counselor of the Year go now? What's on your plate? I know you're worried about the day-to-day of the 100 Central and getting the seniors to graduate and all that, but as being an administrator, you have to have a vision. So what's on your plate as far as your vision concerned?
My new coming in my first year would just be a year to take it all in, work on small goals throughout the year. But now that we're coming towards the end of the year, I'm working with the counseling team to really talk with them about what their goals are.
Right.
You know, being in an office with people that have been there, some of them close to 20 years, we have a ton of experience and knowledge within our own setting. So I want to take what they have done and what they are looking forward to do in the future and create a plan moving forward. You know, currently, we're working on the goal for the Mental Health Awareness Day. But for next year, really talking about our curriculum and how we can work our curriculum into the AB schedule is one of our top goals. So something we did this year, for example, in December, December and January, we typically pull out all juniors and sophomores to meet with them in groups.
Right.
And we used to do that just during blocks where we took out chunks of, let's say, 80 students. So something we did this year was that we went into the social studies and English curriculum and pulled them by their class. So they weren't being pulled from random courses. They were all being pulled from the same course. So the teacher didn't have to catch anyone up. The students didn't have to catch themselves up on anything. And we're able to still provide our curriculum to the students without, altering the teacher's schedules.
Sure.
So really every day we're trying to learn and grow and see what we can do as a school and a department to make it better for our students and our staff.
Don't look now, but I heard kind of a CEO-type qualities coming out of all that. So you're trying to organize the staff and move them ahead in an organized, cohesive fashion. So it's loud and clear, Dana. So you didn't give it up anywhere. It's still right there. Very good stuff. Appreciate you coming on. I'm going to wish you the best of luck in finishing up 2015 and get ready for 2015-16 school year. I know you got park testing, you got graduation, got the scheduling to go on, and somewhere in there you guys get a couple of days off, right?
I think so. We have break coming up.
Got a break.
Only lost one day.
You lost one day.
So hopefully the snow just stays away.
I looked at you when I read the snow forecast, but it's no accumulation right now anyway, but they wake up the weather as we go along. This was awesome. Appreciate you coming on. Let's do it again because there's so much going on at your school, and I know Ms. Steffner, thank you for having Dana come on. it's great to hear.
Well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. We know that you're an advocate for 100 and Central.
I'm an advocate for all the high schools, but I just happen to have the luck of Christine Steffner buying into coming on the radio every so often and making a name for it. I had the cast here. I had the cheerleaders here, ready to bring anybody on that wants to talk and tell their story.
That's
so
terrific.
And yours is perfect. It's a great story.
We appreciate you giving us a voice.
Hey, my pleasure. All right, that is Dana Curlew, and she is the Counselor of the Year. We're going to get Ms. Kelly on next time. We'll get her and the Teacher of the Year as well. Been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Hey, you got a student that's in a school, go and chat with the counselor and find out what their day-to-day is like. Perhaps you'll get a little perspective about their work. I'll be back in tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com.
Coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of the global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. The brother of Kathy Durst, the long-missing wife of real estate heir Robert Durst, says he's been waiting for a confession. Jim McCormick tells NBC's Today Show that hearing what Durst said on the final episode of HBO's The Jinx sent him on a roller coaster of emotions.
Like a hockey stick, everything was just moving along, and all of a sudden, Bob was on mic and went into the bathroom, and the revelation was like something we've been waiting for 33 years.
Jim McCormick tells NBC's Today Show that he thinks Robert Durst will soon come forward and admit to killing his sister.
Contrary to advice of lawyers, as he obviously went against his lawyer's wishes when he made the tapes for The Jinx, and I think he's about ready to say, you know, enough is enough. This is what Kathy would want, and this is what I'm going to do.
Israelis are hitting the polls today to elect their next government. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping to overcome a major challenge from a center-left alliance. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds.
USA Radio News.
If at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
The president there speaking at a roundtable discussion that was hosted at the White House. The president also discusses a bill that would back pay federal workers who missed paychecks on Friday due to the shutdown.
A bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
The suspect in the kidnapping of a Wisconsin teenager and murder of her parents is due to make his initial court appearance on Monday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald comments on the pending charges against Jake Patterson.
The suspect will make his initial appearance in Barron County Circuit Court to be formally charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on